Returning to the Gemara, Daf Chesam Beis, the Tosfos Yashlim, it's the third Tosfos on the page. Yashlim Parshi Yosef and Matzibor, one should complete their Parshios with the congregation. We discussed with the Aruch HaShulchan already in the past the idea that one should complete the Parsha every Shabbos morning, preferably before they go to Shul to hear the Kriyas Torah done in Shul. Tosfos says, Nira, it appears, that the entire week, Mikivan de Maschilin, the Grosa Parsha, the Hayun, Mimchas Shabbos, from the time that they begin reading the Parsha, which happens to be from Mincha on Shabbos of the previous week, right? We start the next Parsha always at Mincha on Shabbos, and we continue it until the next Shachar Shabbos the following week. Ve'ilach, and forward, Ad Shabbos Haba'ah, until the next Shabbos, Nikreis Imat Tzibor. That's considered to be Imat Tzibor, meaning once we start reading in public a certain Parsha Shavua, that becomes a Parsha Shavua Imat Tzibor. So from Mincha on Shabbos through the following Shachris Shabbos, the following week, is all considered to be 7 days worth, a little more than 7 days worth, of the Parsha Imat Tzibor. Why does Tosfos point this out? The Alpha Gavdu and Gittin, even though by Gittin, Lo Nikra Kame Shabbos, Elim Reviv Eilach, there's an idea that by Gittin, at least, or in any concept, someone can say they want to do something before Shabbos. There are certain days of the week associated with Shabbos. Shabbos appears on the seventh day of the week. So, the 3 days before that, which is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the 3 days after that, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are the closest days to that Shabbos, the days that are associated with that Shabbos. You have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are before Shabbos, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are after Shabbos. And then the following week, Wednesday again, is before the next Shabbos. So, that actually plays in halacha also by Havdalah, that we say Havdalah through Tuesday. The reason is because it's still associated after the previous Shabbos. So what they're pointing out in Tosfos here is that if someone says they want to send a get before Shabbos, the days are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is before Shabbos, Kame Shabbos. So one might have thought that regarding Parsha HaShavua as well, that the Shavua starts from Wednesday. But Tosfos is telling us that that's not the case, because it's not an issue of Kame Shabbos, not an issue of being associated with Shabbos, but it's an issue of when the Tzibor reads the Parsha, and that starts at Mincha of the previous week, going through Shachris of the current Shabbos. The Tosfos continues after the brackets. B'midrash Gimel Devarim Tefar Rabbeinu HaKadosh Levanov, there are three things that Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rabbeinu HaNasi commanded his sons, B'Shash Nifta, when he was on his deathbed, Shelo Tochlu Lechem B'Shabbos Ad Tigmaru Kol HaParsha. One of them was, they should not eat their Shabbos morning meal, their bread on Shabbos morning, until they finish doing Shnei Mikra V'Chatargum. Mashma, the implication here is, the one is obligated to complete it before they start lunch on Shabbos morning. Umihir, however, Tosfos concludes, that if they wait and delay until after the meal on Shabbos, that's also okay. In any event, it's still better, it's a higher level mitzvah, a more desirable mitzvah, if one finishes prior to the meal. So Tosfos here has told us a few things. One is that the time frame of Imat Tzibor is from Mincha on Shabbos until the following Kriyas HaTorah, Shachris Shabbos. And also that ideally one should try to complete this before they start lunch on Shabbos morning. But if not, they can do it after they eat lunch on Shabbos morning. Back to the Rush, which is page 3 of the handout. Just finishing off the Os Ches that we had started, it's second line down in the Rush, in page 3 of the handout, Yashlim Hashios of Imat Tzibor, same header. Nira, it appears that Kol HaShavua Mikra Imat Tzibor, the entire week, as Tosfos has pointed out, is called with the Tzibor. Ho'el, since of Minchasa de Shabbosa Maschil Nikros as a Parsha, since on Mincha on Shabbos we begin reading the Parsha, therefore that is the beginning of the week. Afal Gav, even though Delo Mikra Kami Shabbosa, even though it's not considered to be before Shabbos, the phrase of before Shabbos, which is Elam Reviv Eilech, which is Wednesday and on, as we saw and explained in the Tosfos. The Midrash H. Siva, Rabbi Espanov, in the Midrash he quotes also that Rabbi commanded his children, Al tochlu lecha b'Shabbos ad shtigmaru es kol haparsha. Don't eat lunch on Shabbos morning until after you completed Shnei Mikra V'Chatargum. Umi, however, im lo hashlim kodim, if one did not complete it beforehand, mashlim l'achar achila, you can and should complete it after the meal. That is fine as well.